It is time now for the Trader Bills Fishery Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And usually joining me right about now is Philip Kastner. Now, Philip, if you were listening to us yesterday, is down in the Delta. They're getting ready for duck season. And on top of that, they usually kill a couple of deer down in the Delta as well this time of year. But there's only a couple of places when he's down there that you can get a good cell signal so that he can get a call from there to here. And when he describes it, how it is, they usually get in this one position. He'll get up on top of the vehicle and aim his phone in different directions till he can pick up a signal. And then we will converse and do the report. So hopefully he will call up here and we'll still get one. But right now, I'm sure he is just looking for that prime spot to get a signal. At any rate, he is getting ready for duck season. He's getting ready for the modern gun season down there for deer. But up here, there is a drawdown on Lake Hamilton and, of course, Lake Catherine. They're going down 3 feet this year. And I know a lot of people love to go deer hunting. I haven't hunted in years. And I'm certainly not going to take anything away from anyone going deer hunting. But I love fishing this time of year, especially after the drawdown. Now, you've heard Philip talk about he likes to go while the drawdown is going on. Okay, I can see that. As the water recedes, the crawfish are moving. And, of course, the Kentuckys and largemouth, they like to go after those crawfish. That's their prime diet. Of course, we also know that right now the shad are moving into the backs of the creeks, and the bass are after them there. So that just makes fall fishing just even better. We've got short days and cool nights. And, of course, throw in a cool rain and a cold front, and the game is on. And that is what is happening just about now around here. Now, if you like to fish, you may not notice much change until there's about a 5 to 10 degree drop in water temperature. But when that happens, man alive, cooler water, especially in the backs of creeks and bays, tracks those bait fish and the bass will follow. It is just so much fun. There's not to say that that crawfish and other types of forage don't go in ignored, like what I said just a little while ago. Right now, as the lakes are falling on Hamilton and Catherine, they were going after those crawfish. I can guarantee you that. So you can choose spinner baits, crank baits, top waters, whatever. The biggest advantages to fall fishing is the fish are aggressive. And you can catch them throughout the day. Matter of fact, the best action during the peak of fall fishing can be found during the mid-afternoon when the bait is schooled up tightly and close to the surface. And it is just so doggone much fun. And just about anybody, even I, can go out and catch fish. And when I can go out and catch fish, you know the fishing is pretty doggone good. I don't hear a lot of reports over on Catherine. I love Lake Catherine. Now, right now, with the lake going down only about 3 feet, we like to camp at Lake Catherine State Park. And I don't know if the water is all the way out past the rocks to the channel or not, but it's a beautiful lake. And I know they're going to be putting smallmouth in there, and I can't wait for that because I love to go over there. I can remember the days when fishing on Catherine was outstanding, and who knows, you could catch a big fish at any given time. So, well, that's the name of that team. Well, at any rate, modern gun season starts this weekend, and I know a lot of people are going out. I see four-wheelers going out to their respective camps, wherever they're going, and I know there's a lot of people that look forward to this each and every year. So my hat's off to you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I hope all of you get your deer. If you're looking for your supplies, place to go, Trader Bills, right here in Hot Springs. They have a great sale on guns. They have all the equipment you need, the ammo. If you don't have a good supply of cold weather clothing, they can fix you up there as well. So for anything and everything, go by Trader Bills, this area's outdoor headquarters. 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, their number 623-8403. Hopefully we'll be talking to Philip tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm Tom Duke, the Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills.